Might be. I guess that's what you mean. I'm really going to try to do something, right? Yeah. Why I work for me? Yeah, I'm liking the whole pie sound. Yeah, I think it's a Facebook over there.
Okay.
Well.
If I wanted to look in a Facebook.
For this while.
You're saying like Bobby.
Yeah. Or, you know, just because we have a hotel and then we were married to get back to we wanna take a tent with us. That does not sound like fun to hear. Okay. No! It's fine! You don't have to sit there and justify all your efforts. They know you're going to have fun. It's like, we're not going to do anything. It's not fun. No! You're fine! What? I'm just sharing with you. Trust me, I'll talk to my fun in that. No problem. I think I've got 10 minutes to do in flight now. Okay. How about that?
You also have to go and get some time at night.
Lunch and pie. The pie!
The pie down!
It'd be a good way to put whatever new vehicle we can put space for. Like you said, you know, because I'm going to, you know, take for a test drive. Oh, yeah?
Uh-huh.
We're going to fly down.
What?
I won't wreck you up. You're my driver's license. Well, then I'll give you this. Now, here's for you. Whatever! No, we're security, you know? But we're not fooling around with them. We're just stealing their vehicle. But there it is. You could do that well, sir. Huh? Yeah. I was thinking if there was anything that I have learned or anything that I can apply from every day, the chicken says. The Ziggler book too, which would be interesting. And I said, you know what? I said, maybe Westland needs to be a social justice warrior. See, the fun part is, it's reversed. He's everything that can't be a social justice warrior today. And I don't mean effeminate and all that. He's not like that. You know, he's got a stir up that. He's got the best. His one great attribute is that he wasn't raised in the all the training to be behaved properly. Did have. And he gets to be all this kind of popular because all of a sudden he shows up on the scene. And he's the son of a lady, which is the first.
But I know it's good, you are. For a time.
No. He's like,
oh, cool.
Yeah. And that's how he gets the position he gets himself in. But he gets a person that he ends up hanging out with evil. You can make him into a socialist. You know, because that's very appealing to a whole lot of people. You know, see the appeal of it to fight against it. Opens you up to criticism. That's why socialism works. Don't work so well, right? Because when you say I'm not a socialist, they go, "Oh, then you have equality. You're, you know, you hate the war." You know, the funny thing is, when they're collecting all this, they take most of it themselves. Everybody says, how come when you're taking everybody's product, how come we all get four? You go, who's getting this one? And you go, oh my God, not me. No, because they're blonde, they're stupid. You go, and that's what left ultimately comes out. I don't know if it's beginning, if it's into two or three. You find out all the debates he is a he's a figurehead, and it's his job to basically put a front, an eloquent front, on the social race that's going on. You know, is it better than they used to have? No. No better. It's just different. Trade for one set of masks for another. And we go, what is that? But see, he sees it. And the interesting thing is, when he writes the law, is with Julia. We're just waiting for her. You know, he says, God's supposed to be producing this wonderful person, not knowing. No, he does find out at the beginning of the book of Genesis that she isn't doing anything at all. And you're going, this is, you know, and he's like, well, what else am I supposed to do? I'm following God here. It really had to be all these terrible things happening to humble the people sufficiently so that it would be accepting of God. And then he becomes kind of quite moral, right? Riding along, preaching the gospel, but hidden, you know? He's this weird kind of shadowy figure.
Oh,
are you all right?
Oh,
go, bird. Yeah. He ends up being this almost weird split personality. He really doesn't know how to deal with all that. That thing comes out of the picture. Yeah, some dual role. So I'm going, well, that's the good. I don't think I really worked out exactly what Westman was doing. I only kind of had previously been kind of a naive person. Not really kind of the difference until later. So I think I'll still be a naive person first, and then he'll start seeing the problem of what he's doing and what he's becoming. Not a cautionary tale, you know. They don't go that way. Yeah, sure, got to meet him the whole time. The whole original premise of these whole things is that sometimes God makes some pretty bizarre things that don't make a lot of sense. Yeah, and you're going,
what?
That's not right. You're forcing me to break the commandments.
Yeah, I've never said it. You don't know what.
Yeah, in fact, it's my death sentence. If we could kill somebody, that haunts you die. To the treasury of somebody powerful. Come on. So, it was almost the whole thing. If Nephi ever entertained, well, it'd be better if I stayed here in Jerusalem and kept up doing what my father was doing, right? Preaching the gospel, trying to You're going, nope, that's something else in mind for you, but I'm going to have to convince you that you're going to have to do it. You can never go back to Jerusalem. You can never go back to any place that will be civilized over here. Oh, yeah. I think Weston gets into that kind of a situation, too. God knew what he would do. He let it happen. He said, well, it would work out. So it was okay. God doesn't come with it. And he has confusion. How come you let me do all these things? Of course, God is characteristic of God. About the motive. Right? That's what they did. Okay. Anyway. I'm kind of looking at it that way a little bit. Yeah, I could add a whole SJW thing for it. It's anti-intellectual, but extremely compelling, massively destructive, which the series shows. No. Oh, well, I'll be on the phone or anything. I don't think we're going to anything. You know, the people who don't like him, will call him a renegade. The guys who like him, call him a freedom fighter. You know, you do that whole thing. But I want him to act like a freedom. I want him to use their sort of argument. But then I want to show the entire thing with my hand. So I'm not going to call them the turn. I'll just... I'll just... hopefully make it plain. And they say, man, that's just what those guys say. That's just what I say. Oh, wow. This is what about me. And you go, well... Let's follow the West Coast path. You're going to have to redeem yourself. Because he's going to have to.
Yeah, he's like, no, he doesn't have to. That's the first thing my head is.
Yeah. I love you, Jeremy. hysterical. That's right. If you try it, it's not like you're saving grace. So you're not making everybody's life miserable. I'm sure it's worth it for you. I'm
also thinking to yourself.
Well, I'm saying it, man. There's nothing outside. You've already fled outside. Outside, Satan doesn't want you. Right. I guess you spent the whole time in there. You can take a break to your mission. When they say you're 8 years, you know, you're kind of 8 years after, and 8 years you're ready to go, yeah, because that's your mission, to react to yourself. Go back in. I'll be riding your butt much. Then after I ride your butt much, he didn't want to go out and get that problem. And so it was fine. Well, man, so yeah. The thing about that whole lesson, I think he's gonna be with the social justice warrior, but he's not gonna sit very long being one. Because he really is a good person, and I think most social justice warriors are also pretty good people. And so, I don't think he can stick with it for as long as you think. Yeah, I think it's 13 is on the wall. I'm just thinking. This person is just using me. They don't care about me. They care about me. They're profiting off of it. Because if I'm not making it happen, then they don't feel like that. You know, it's rad. Social justice warrior mentality, basically anger made powerful. But for the individual person, you just can't stay angry that long. You gotta find some joy. And basically, giving yourself over to this causes backfire, actually peeling away any possibility of having you do it. Because the day you lose your anger is the day that you're worthless to the cause. No, that's fine. But it doesn't make sense. You know, it's like, so, what's the world even? Well, you've got something good there. It never will be. It wasn't designed to be even. not the point of it. But, okay, so you got that. And you go, but when will you stop? Oh, I'll never stop the fight. You go, you're going to win. I said, I'm sorry, you're actually going against your creator. You're not terribly creative, but, you know, I'm sorry. The purpose of man is to have joy. To find joy. To get it. And you're going, what you're doing will not get you joy. It may get you popular. It may get you heard. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of heavy stuff. But it's no replacement for joy. It's like fresh, short-term, right? Really fun while it's happening. Being rich or famous, stuff like that. Well. I am totally ready to leave that my job. One of my jobs. Pardon me. Anyway. So yeah. I think you'll have to bring up that point at some point in the narrative going on where it's like we're supposed to be able to have joy. So we can tolerate for the tough times. Because, but it can't be continuous. Very rare person to go to the person. It doesn't really happen. The goal. Happiness was the goal. We behave differently. Joy is a different thing. It's not constant. That's what we work for. It's like the whole Pioneer Trek thing. Nobody went through the Pioneer Trek thing because torture is just make your heart beat faster. That's something that really needs to come out in here. Maybe something that just happened to be something that. The second person is kind of dark. The adult. Yeah, there's stuff in there. It's mostly, you know, things are going to get a little quiet. And you go, yeah. We have to get people ready for this change. It's like the whole problem with the children of Israel. They all wanted to go back to Egypt so badly. And you go, you know, the only way that we're going to win this is if we have a generation of people that have no memory of how it was in Egypt. There's just a bunch of stories. Because that was the biggest problem. When people say, well, they have suffered for 40 years, and they go, no. You have to get rid of that generation. But that's not the thought about it. No. I want to go back to slavery. We think we have good food. Yeah, that's sharp. Peace. willing to accept the problem. They could survive. Can't survive if you know you've ever done it. Maybe wants to know why America's prospered so much, because it's really easy. We don't have enemies on the planet. They have progress you make. And you're not constantly threatened with your existence.
Yeah.
So the lack of that. And you're going, you have never been seriously threatened. You're going to Pearl Harbor and you go, that was nothing. You bombed all of our ships? You go, yeah, but that was nothing. A handful of people died. Trust me, I think more people died in 9/11 than died in that. We killed more people than that.
Everybody was off doing everything.
Yeah. Now, it was new because somebody could project themselves that far.
Yeah.
Except for by and large, we still worry about it because anybody who would want to attack it will instantly threat it.
Anyways, I'm gonna turn this thing off. I love you with all my heart.
I love you too.
My favorite.